I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Nicaragua was not directly affected by either Hurricanes Katrina or Rita, but people are still feeling the effects of skyrocketing fuel prices. That means it's not physical damages that Worldwide Christian Schools is struggling with, but financial. Most of their school's electrical power in Nicaragua is generated through diesel fuel, which is now being rationed. Education and outreach are a challenge, with only 2 hours of electricity each day. Pray for the staff as they cope with these difficulties. And in India, Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that Hindu militants attacked a Christian compound in Bihar State. It's the second time this month that a mob has hit them. Several of the staff were brutally beaten in the attack. Around 100 families and 900 children live on the compound. Teams work to provide a school and a student hostel, an orphanage, and a hospital. Pray for protection for those in the compound as they continue their outreach into the community. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Church bulletin inserts are available each month to keep missions in front of your church. Go to missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Ruth Bliss.